Hi everyone and welcome to Diversity in Yachting. My name is Rhea and today I am actually taking over the job of host because I wanted to interview Gabriella. How are you?
I'm good. I'm kind of good. Thanks for having me. It's weird
on
being
your own show.
On my own show. It's nice being on this side for once. And I'm excited to talk to you because you asked the best questions. So I'm back from the dead, everyone.
Do you know what? We've missed you. And I know a lot of it has to do with work. I mean, you've got a great job and you were off on charter. And of course, as we know in the yachting industry, when somebody comes along and offers you a job, you're gone. And a lot of times when you're on charter, there is no time to take time out to do something like this show. So we did air some older shows, and now it looks like Gabriella's coming back. But let's give us an update. Where have you been? I mean, you got a great job in November. What was going on?
So this is what happened. So I actually have been freelancing my entire career so far. And back in March, I got an offer to go to the Bahamas for a month and a half. So I ended up actually ending that contract about 2 weeks early and coming home. And it's been about a month now since I've been back home. So the Bahamas job was good. You know, the usual charter, you're busy, whatever. It was my first sailing yacht, my first catamaran. So that was super cool. I learned a lot. But I just felt like once I found out one of our charters was canceled, our last charter, I decided to end the contract 2 weeks early because I was going through a lot internally and I really didn't think I could last another 2 weeks. And I didn't think that they would miss me. I'm like, they've got this under control. Like, we already flipped the boat. It's spotless. There's not much to do here. So I'm going to go home and like take care of myself. I was just feeling a lot of things. So I've been home for a month now. I've made my rounds. I've been spending time with my family, hanging out with my friends, and just taking a break from all things yachting. I haven't been talking about it. I haven't been looking for work. I just started looking for work maybe like 2 days ago. But I needed that thing because before I left in March, I started working for the yacht club company. It's a chartering company in Mexico. And that took up a lot of time, like 12 hours a day, 5 days a week, working remotely, booking charters, talking to clients. And then I would be hosting Diversity in Yachting. And then I would be looking for work on Facebook and talking to recruiters. So I was living, eating, breathing yachting. And I think I just burned out. And I just was like, I don't want anything to do with yachting for some time. It took me a month to like get it together and kind of get motivated again and excited about the industry. So, you know, that's why I reached out and I was like, okay, let's give this another whirl.
Well, you know what? Let's not beat around the bush. You do have some issues with that black cloud that some of us do deal with. And to be honest, I deal with that myself. How has this affected you in light of what's been going on, not only with the COVID situation, but as well, I mean, the world situation, you know, we're not looking, you host a show called Diversity in Yachting. So obviously there's an issue in yachting with diversity. Yeah. And you are obviously a woman that isn't white. So how is this affecting your view of yachting?
Ooh. Well, you know, before I entered the industry, I bought all the books. I read all the blogs. I followed every single step that they list. How to get into yachting. Follow these easy steps and you can work on this mega yacht. No, you fucking can't if you're not white. Okay. Like, I'm sorry. Like, and I just felt like that was becoming more apparent because I did everything right. And I'm still not landing a permanent gig. And there are other black yachties that I follow on Instagram have been in the yachting industry for 4 years and still haven't landed a permanent gig. Or it takes a year. But sometimes you can just walk into the industry as a young, hot, 23-year-old, blonde-haired, blue-eyed person and land a job on a mega yacht making $20,000 a month. And I'm just like, I kept trying to ignore that and just think that, you know, and not be negative and not be bitter or not be, or not make excuses. And I think over the last year, it started to eat away at me. And this last gig, although I didn't, wasn't experiencing it on my boat, I think I just was, it was hitting me and sinking in. I'm like, oh, okay. Not to mention, not only did I switch careers right before the pandemic started, I switched careers at the height of the BLM movement. And the Black Lives Matter movement was here in the States. And I was going through all of that and being an activist and, you know, crying on Instagram about it, and knowingly entering an industry that was predominantly white with a bunch of nationalities where they don't have the same race issues with Black people as we do in America. So I knew I was going to be around a lot of people that don't understand my perspective. So I spent a lot of time with my therapist trying to get mentally healthy to enter the industry, because her and I both knew that if I wasn't in a good mental place and I wasn't okay with, if I wasn't strong enough, that this could break me. And I knew that. And, you know, the first boat I worked on were Trump supporters. My very first job. And I don't, like, I walked in there like, I'm not going to judge people based on their political ideologies. I'm going to judge these people based on how they treat me. And the owners treated me fantastic and great. I didn't feel any type of way. But mind you, this was in the middle of the George Floyd incident. And I had to just, I couldn't talk to anyone about it. I had to just keep quiet and stay off Instagram and stay out of the news. And I had to deal with that alone. And I had to deal with microaggressions from some of my colleagues saying things in front of me and being completely insensitive and rude and saying, you know, racist things. And I just had to fucking eat it up because I was the only woman on board and the only Black woman on board. And, you know, I couldn't say anything. Mm-hmm. And I got through it. I think I handled it well. I, you know, there's still a couple people on that boat that I'm really good friends with and care for greatly. And it was a good first experience, but that was my first experience. And if that didn't put a bad taste in my mouth about yachting, I don't know what will, you know, because I've worked on 7 boats in a year. I've been on, you know, about on each boat for about a month, month and a half. I can only say that I've been on 2, maybe 3 great boats where I had good experiences. And I don't think that happens to everybody. And, you know, sometimes when I talk to yachties that aren't of color, everyone's like, oh, that's just the industry. You have to kiss a few frogs before you find your prince. And, you know, it's glazed over. And it's just, it's taken a year for me to basically crash and burn, which is where I've been for the past month, just simmering and like stewing and rethinking my career choice. And, you know, I put so much time and energy and hope and faith and money into this because when I do something, I go full out. I'm full on. I don't do anything half-assed. So, but I also tend to idealize things. So I think I was really trying to lie to myself that I could overcome this bullshit. You know, I didn't think that necessarily that I would be the change. I just thought people will see what a hard worker I am, what a great person I am and my skill set. And that's, I can have the same opportunities as everyone else. So I'm not saying that that's not true. I'm just saying the industry is not where it needs to be. And it has taken a huge toll on my mental health and my positivity, my positive attitude, because how long can you really go on just think positive, just manifest? Like, that's just not realistic.
Well, Gabrielle, let me ask you, doing the show Diversity in Yachting and hearing the stories of many other women and men in the same position, does that help or does that harm for you personally?
For me, I want to say it has, first of all, diversity in yachting has brought so many great things to my life. I didn't grow up in a very diverse area, so I didn't grow up with Black friends, really. Like, I really didn't. And my Black half of my family all lives on the East Coast. So diversity in yachting has brought me into a community that I've been craving to be a part of, like, my whole life. And I have made friends of all shades from all around the world, different upbringings. So hearing my friend, like, Tumi, her perspective being a Black South African, and then Juno being an English Black and Japanese person, and, you know, talking to people from Africa, like, it's so interesting. And I really do love hearing everyone's perspective and story, because everyone does have a different worldview, and being, you know, Black affects everyone differently depending on where they're from, you know?
Well, and it's really interesting to see, because the people that you've had on the show, it really highlights how none of us are really one race.
Right.
You know, every single person that you talk to, either their mother is Mexican, their father is Black, or their father is white and their mother is Black, or their, you know, nobody is one race.
Right. We're all, but that is diversity. When everyone's all just one race, oh, my mom's from Germany and my dad's from London and I was born in Sweden. It's like, that's interesting. But for us, we are definitely a melting pot. And it's been really nice to hear everyone's perspective, because not everyone thinks the same, not everyone views it the same, and no one's wrong in their perception. So I've learned a lot from some of the people that I've spoken to. It's encouraged me. It's been inspiring. I just think sometimes when you feel alone in your experience, you get in your head and you can spiral, which is what I've been experiencing the last month. And some people I've reached out to have sent me, they're like, when I'm like, fuck it, I'm over this. It's like, people are sending me jobs, email my captain, we're hiring. So I have a safety net of people that don't want me to give up and want to help me. And it's been really, really touching and nice, you know, but sometimes it's hard to get out of your own way when you have your mind made up or you're in a bad place. Like, when you suggested maybe I should interview you, I was like, no, I don't want to talk yet, because I don't want to sound bitter. I don't want to be the victim. I don't want to sound angry, because I was too raw, you know? But now I've had like a month to process my feelings, start placing where I started feeling this way. And now I'm working like through it, you know? And I just feel lucky that I have a lot of support, but sometimes you feel afraid to tell people how you're feeling, because what if they don't relate? And what if they just think you're being negative Nancy, you know?
You know, at the end of the day, we're not, we focus on diversity, but we also focus on mental health. And I think that everyone's experiences and feelings in whatever they're going through is very, very important. You are faced with something that I will never know. And I will never experience, no matter how much I empathize and no matter how much I try to understand. It's like I tell many people, I could never, ever host a show on diversity, because I do not know what it's like to walk into a room and have somebody judge me for my color.